You are listening to Help for HD Live, the first podcast created for families living with Huntington's and juvenile Huntington's disease. Don't forget to find us on iTunes, Blog Talk, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. You can also search over 500 archived episodes and other projects at helpforhd.org. To watch us in person, find Help for HD TV on YouTube and subscribe and ring the bell for notifications on new content. Help for HD Live is going on air in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to Help for HD Live. This program is made possible because of Teva Pharmaceuticals, Neurocrine Biosciences, and the Griffin Foundation. I'm your host, Lauren Holder, and today I was not actually planning on doing this podcast today, this episode today, because of traveling this week, but I am just too excited to share with you guys how my trip up to Boston went to meet with Unicure. So I figured I would just come on and share my thoughts with you. So for those who follow me on social media, you know that I was recently up in Boston, Massachusetts to talk with Unicure about Huntington's disease. It's their HD Awareness Month event, and they invited me to come up and talk to their employees and staff about HD, which I'm just very honored that I got invited. Most everybody knows Edgar from Unicure. He tends to be at like all of the events. Super nice guy, and just so grateful for him. It was wonderful hanging out with him. But I also got the chance to hang out with other people from Unicure, which was really great, especially part of their HD team, and getting to hear what it is that they are doing. What Unicure is doing in HD is the first ever gene therapy for HD, and the hope is that it will slow progression of HD. And what's great about it is they are 4 years into data, so that's awesome to have 4 years of data. And the way that their drug works is they do a brain surgery to get the drug into the brain. It is a one and done. So you get one brain surgery and then they follow you for several years to make sure that it is doing what it's supposed to do, which is slow the progression of the disease. So yeah, 4 years in, they have good data coming in. They have an update coming up in June, which is really exciting. But all of their numbers are trending in a good direction, and that's very exciting. So their next steps will be to look at, you know, making sure that obviously their data is still trending in the right direction when they do their update in June. But also looking at a phase 3 clinical trial, which is super exciting. So I was really excited to be able to go up and talk with them. They were so welcoming. All of the people were just so nice. You know, I shared my story with them, and I shared not only, you know, being a caregiver, but I shared just what I am dealing with. I really kind of shared, I tried to do like an overall share, and also how much I am wanting to live with HD, and the frustrations that I feel in not getting to participate in clinical trials because I'm quote unquote too healthy. So they were just so nice about listening. They asked me a bunch of questions of how to make things easier for people to be able to participate, and what it is that what we're looking for in the community, like what would be meaningful to us. So they asked me questions like that, and they really just wanted to help. Like their goal was, how do we make this better? How do we make it more accessible? You know, are we doing enough? You know, and is there something else that we could be doing to support the community? And so I loved the questions. I loved how receptive they were to my feedback. And I'm really, really excited to hear their update in hopefully June once they review more of the data. And fingers crossed that we see good things. You know, they are hopeful, and I'm hopeful, and I think that we should all be cautiously optimistic, right? We don't want to be like, oh my gosh, this is going to be a home run, because I think that a big thing to remember is, even if this is not a home run, even if it's not a cure for HD, if it can buy us some time and provide, you know, slow progression or provide more of a quality of life, even for, you know, a year, and buy us some time to get to the next thing that could give us more time, then to me, it's a win, right? Like, that would be so great, especially if there's not a lot of safety concerns. So yeah, really exciting stuff. Either way, I feel like this one has really kind of moved us forward, because they have so many years of data, including getting through safety data. And I'm just really excited. It also just really, the talks that I had just showed me the importance of collaboration, right? It's not, we're not alone in this. And I know sometimes it feels like that. I know sometimes we wonder, you know, how much we can trust pharmaceutical companies. With my experience with this specific pharmaceutical company, I have to say, I trust them. I very much felt like they are in this fight with us. And that makes me feel good, you know, because we should be collaborating to get things moving forward. The other great thing is, yesterday, Katie Jackson and I got to talk to some people from Critical Path Institute. They did an interview with us for HD Awareness Month, which was really exciting, and I'm hoping that will be posted soon. But again, it goes back to the collaboration. They're saying the same things we've been saying, and that it's time for a change. It's time to get things moving. It's time to get the tools in our toolbox. It's one of the things, and it really made me excited that we were on the same page. So hopefully you guys will get to hear that soon, because that was a really good interview, and just again shows the power of collaboration. And so yeah, I think we are, especially for this HD Awareness Month, we're in a really great place this time. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling very good about it. I am continuing my efforts to talk to other rare disease groups to find out, you know, how they've gotten over barriers. I'm going to continue to try to spread our connections and to collaborate and do whatever I can in the community to make sure that, you know, we're getting the resources that we need, that we are moving forward at a pace that we need, and that we're getting things done now. It's so important that we're not waiting and that we're getting things done now, because it's time, right? Every minute that ticks by, it's time for us, and we don't have the time to waste. So this is why there's this sense of urgency for me in trying to get these things moved forward. And I think that we're just really, really in a good place when it comes to not only collaborating with pharma, but collaborating with regulatory, like FDA and the Critical Path Institute, and being on the same page and making sure that things get moved forward. So very exciting stuff going on. I appreciate you guys following. If you are interested in sharing your stories, again, we have the HD Uncut series on Help for HD Live. I would love to have you. You are welcome anytime to come in and share your thoughts and feelings, or poetry or music or whatever it is that you want to do. That is your platform. You're also welcome to join me on the Dying to Live YouTube channel to to have a voice for HD, especially if, as we have this meeting coming up in late fall 2024 to talk to the FDA. Like, we really, really need to have those voices, guys. They need to know what we need, what we want, if we're willing to take risks in participating, if what's being done is enough, and if not, what else could be done? Do we need to update reported outcomes? Should we be updating things? Are they too outdated? These are all things that are currently being talked about. So yes, please join me. If you have questions, always feel free to reach out. I am happy to share any information with you, and I'm happy to share your story if you are interested in sharing your story. Otherwise, I am just so very grateful that you guys listen, and so very grateful to be in the fight with you guys. I'm going to let you guys go for right now. I hope that you are enjoying HD Awareness Month, and I love you guys, and take care. Hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to visit www.help4hd.org and sign up for our email newsletter to stay up to date on all that is going on at Help for HD. Get social with us and like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to Help for HD TV on YouTube, and ring the bell for notifications.